Logan, about the same.
Yeah.
You might say, well, he's sick now, but he'll be up again
tomorrow.
You'll say by and by?
Yep.
Something like that. If a person maybe sits in the rain and gets inhaled or something like that, he might catch a
cold.
And if he catches cold, it might affect his voice.
He gets in his throat.
And he gets quick. What would you call that? We could hardly talk.
Hoarse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Or you might get that. What do you call that?
Cold.
Mm-hmm. If it gets kind of late at night, you sitting there and say, "Well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling just a little." How would you say that? I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
You might say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
get up.
Yeah. And you said, if you're still sleeping, then I'll. You do what? You
let you alone.
Yeah. Or if you didn't want to do that, you. Oh yeah, we still got some tape. If you wanted to not let that person lay there, I'll.
Good calling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or
call him in out.
Would you ever say I'm rousing?
Rousing. Yeah.
Or wake him up. If a person can hardly hear anything at all, you say that person is
deaf.
Mm-hmm.
Hard of hearing.
Do they mean the same thing?
Yeah.
That same thing. And let's see. What if when you work real hard all day, what happens to you? You have to wipe the
sweat out of your face.
Yeah. You say, today I sure
got hot.
Yeah, and then so I
sweated.
Yeah, sweated hard. And you say, look how I been
wet myself.
Yeah, because I've been doing what? The same thing there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweated.
Mm-hmm. Now, a discharging sore that you hear, a sore that comes to head, you might call that a what?
A rash.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them call them carbuncle.
I never heard of that.
Yeah.
That same thing?
Yeah.
Did you ever call it anything else?
Well, some people call them a boil.
That's still about the same
thing?
Same. What's the stuff that's in one of those? You call it, when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out.
They call it a rising come to a head. Corruption.
Mm-hmm. Call it corruption that comes out of there?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. You might say, a bee stung me yesterday in my hand.
Swollen up.
Yeah, and said, it's still pretty badly.
Swell.
Yeah. When you get a blister, the kind of liquid that forms under the skin, what do you call that? You know what I'm talking about, blister?
Water, I reckon.
You ever heard anybody call that humor?
No, no, that.
That's kind of a strange word. You're in a war and a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have you get a bullet.
In my arm?
Yeah, or so. What do you call that?
A hole? Yeah.
Or anytime you get hurt, you got
a sore wound?
Yeah, wound, that's what you would call it. I'll ask you another question here. Sometimes when a wound doesn't heal clean, you have a white kind of granular substance that forms around the edge.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to cut it off. What do you call that?
Scab.
Yeah, you ever, I guess we come to the end of the tape. You ever call it proud flesh?
Well, they're different from